My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune into the show this morning. Coming off a holiday weekend, I hope everyone had a great holiday. One of the first coming in our direction, obviously. You know, we want to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to stay as healthy as we possibly can. And one of the best ways of doing that is to, you know, put ourselves into a healthier position, meaning that we have to kind of take better care of ourselves and, you know, and hopefully eat some good food along the way, make sure we're getting plenty of rest and all those wonderful things that are definitely going to make us healthier every single day. I think one of the biggest problems we have is we are, you know, I think we expect a lot more of our bodies without giving it its due. You know, maybe we expect our bodies to give us a better chance at getting healthy, and we expect our body to keep us healthy and away from all the colds and flus and all that stuff that's out there. But you know what? Sometimes along the way, we need to remember that we have to do some of the work. We have to do some of the things that need to be done, and we have to greatly focus on ourselves a little bit more. And one of the best ways of doing that is to be prepared, maybe make a little bit more of a of an exchange of good stuff we're doing, bad stuff we're doing, and realize that we may be the responsible person that truly is definitely going to put us in a healthier direction. So I'm looking at things a little differently now as we're getting older. I have a lot of people that are looking at things a little bit differently as well because of the fact that they are, you know, starting to notice that there's been some changes along the way. So here we are. We're getting into the spiral, the out-of-control spiral, the holiday spiral, the end of the year, the flu and cold season. Our anxiety is up. We're a little edgy. We're a little nervous. We're a little stressed. We're a little excited. We love this time of the year. We don't like this time of the year. And, you know, sometimes we have to think to ourselves, am I going to be able to get myself as healthy as I possibly can? Am I going to be able to allow myself to feel and enjoy all the good things that come my way? Or am I going to be stressed out, burnt out, fried out, and not be able to get through the holiday season without getting sick? Welcome to the Staying Healthy radio show. These are the things we talk about every single day, and we want to make sure that we are addressing them on a daily basis and that we are putting ourselves into a better situation. And I make sure I do that with the best guests in the industry, the movers, the shakers, and the educators, the formulators, and all these people that are working hard every day to bring you the best things that are available to keep you as healthy as possible. Part of the process is finding the people you can talk to, get your questions asked from, and also the people that are going to allow you to make better, wiser, healthier, more decisive decisions. I'm talking about the people at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them where they've been for such a long time. They are definitely an icon in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. And they've earned that because they make sure that their store is a destination for great information, the highest quality products in the industry, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service. And above and beyond that, the people that are at Stay Healthy make your journey toward better health as good as it possibly can be. And they make sure that they take away the guesswork and the misinformation. And you can't find that everywhere today. In the middle of a self-service world, you end up doing most of the work yourself. At Stay Healthy, they're going to be there to guide you through the process of getting healthy, being healthy, and staying healthy. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade here in the Las Vegas Valley. So make them your destination for the best health you've been in up to this point. And moving forward, better health than you could possibly imagine. Because better health means you've taken control and that you're looking at things differently and that you're putting yourself into a better way of looking and feeling and acting and taking responsibility for your life. They're going to help you. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Start getting all the wonderful updated information, print a coupon to use at the store on your next visit, leave your email address, and start getting newsletters all at their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and give them a thumbs up on Facebook so you can stay every day connected to this amazing store. Well, today we're going to be talking about the product line from Garden of Life. Travis Lesperance is with us today. Travis holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Human Nutrition from Arizona State University, and he is a seasoned veteran in the natural foods industry. He has extensive knowledge of the science and application of nutrition and supplementation. Focusing on the philosophy of nutrition, Travis is first and foremost concerned with the incredible amount of cultural and genetic diversity that exists within human populations and the necessity to apply nutrition and diet accordingly to achieve great health. Travis has overseen the designing and utilization of food-based nutritional supplements while developing strategies for individuals and athletes who have been pursuing a variety of different health goals. He genuinely enjoys sharing his passion of nutrition and health with others so that they may lead fuller, more active, and may I say, healthier lives. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Dr. Burke. How you doing?
I am wonderful. How was your holiday?
Fantastic. I ended up spending it at home with family. We were planning on traveling. We had a little bit of a miss with some rain coming in, and so I had to do some work on the house, but it just gave us the opportunity to hang out with family for the weekend, so it was nice.
Well, you know what? Sometimes just hanging out is a good thing to do as well. So, you know, and from what I understand, the traveling situation was a little bit out of control.
Right.
So that's great.
Absolutely.
To hear. Got a question for you. When you think about Garden of Life, because I have new listeners all the time, what does Garden of Life mean to you?
Garden of Life, as a brand, really represents something that you don't see a lot of, especially in even the natural products industry. You know, we make supplements, so we're a supplement brand, but ultimately the way that we approach how we build out our supplement and our supplement lines is really no different than how someone would build out a grocery product or a bulk or a dairy or a frozen item that you might find at a, at a natural organic health food store. So when you walk into a grocery store or you walk into the supplement department of a store, I think a lot of times people forget that, you know, this is all nutrition too. This is food. But when you start to kind of unravel, what is it about supplements that make them supplements? Of course, we want to make sure that we get concentrated nutrition, but very few people ever ask, well, where does this come from? You know, I'm very concerned about where my bread comes from, or where my produce comes from, or my meat. But when you start to kind of pull back the curtain on where do my supplements come from, you get into, you know, kind of, you know, an area of our industry where we don't really like to talk about it. So when I think about what Garden of Life means to me, our tagline is empowering extraordinary health. And what I always have felt is so ironic about that statement is that, you know, extraordinary health is oftentimes just getting ordinary health back. In order to get ordinary health back, we really have to do very simple things. Number one, eat food, real food. Eat, minimally processed, maximally diverse sources of nutrition. And that should include our supplements as well. But then along with that, making sure that the sourcing of where our food's coming from is clean. So for us, you know, really about three things. Number one, we want to be a whole food supplement manufacturer. Number two, we want to source organic ingredients, certified organic ingredients whenever possible. And then number three, we want to make sure that GMO ingredients are not part of the supply chain that goes into any aspect of what we do. So being non-GMO, project verified, those three things are kind of the guiding lights that make Garden of Life who we are as a brand.
Perfect. You know, I think a lot of people are trying to understand, you know, which way to go today, and, you know, and how do we know we're heading in the right direction? And I mean, seriously, how do we put ourselves into a better way of living? Because, you know, we want all the changes. We want to be able to do all these wonderful things. But, you know, honestly, I think what ends up happening is we probably don't spend as much time as we should focusing on good health. And we want it to happen overnight without very much work at all. And I don't care how good you are or, you know, how focused you are. There is work involved in getting healthy. It doesn't come by itself. It comes with work. And you know what? But I think it's always well worth it.
Yeah, and I think it's a lifestyle. I think that's what kind of wraps it all up. It's a lifestyle, which means that, you know, you're willing to put the work in because you know and you value the outcome that you get. And a lot of times I think that there's a gap in people's understanding, and it's not because they don't want to be healthy or they don't want to necessarily put the work in, but they don't know what the return on that investment is going to be because they've never done it. So, you know, even when you're thinking about something like supplementation, you know, making sure that you grow in your knowledge of, you know, what it is you're putting it in your body. Oftentimes that'll lead people to stop taking certain supplements, which might be a good thing for them if they don't know why they're taking them, but it might lead them to taking something that is a little more effective. But it ultimately begins with just understanding what is food, and, you know, have I had good experiences with a wide range of different food options, and have I really just kind of experimented with which foods I like and which foods I don't by going through the process of buying them and preparing them and, you know, trying to cook them different ways. It does take work, but ultimately, you know, the equation to health in my mind from a dietary perspective is very simple. You know, eating a good diet, it's objectively easy, right? Minimally processed foods, diverse sources of foods, as diverse as you can get. Use all different types of nutrition that you can find and work your way down to what works best for you. But we oftentimes make nutrition subjectively very hard. We get in our own way, either through lack of knowledge of what food is about, or by having to have one extra cookie, right? You know, so making those choices can be very simple, but oftentimes getting back on track, having, you know, one or two of the right supplements can really help to kind of reset the program of what you're trying to do in order to get your health back from a nutritional perspective.
Now, when you decide to finally start getting healthy, Garden of Life really offers a lot of different things in a lot of different areas. And we talk about a lot of the things at least twice a month. But what I really want to talk about today is taking out the confusion of something that has been a train on a fast track for the last couple of years. And, you know, I don't think we've seen anything like this in a very, very long time. One of the things that I think we need to look at is how do we approach the CBD train?
Yeah, and that's a great way to put it. It seems like it's a runaway train out there, and it's because the floodgates opened when the Farm Bill was passed last year, which made cannabis sativa, particularly the hemp variety, it made that legal to be grown as a crop in the United States on a federal level. That just opened these floodgates to where now you have this compound, which was not part of the food supply, was not in supplement ingredients. There's a lot of mystique around it because maybe it's not necessarily older cousin, but it's cousin that's been around for a little bit in kind of popular culture. CBD is that active ingredient found in hemp. There's nothing superstitious or mysterious about it. It is a compound that has the capacity to interact with our own regulatory systems, particularly a system known as the endocannabinoid system. So all of the hype and all of the runaway train, it all revolves around this interaction that this molecule can have with our endocannabinoid system. And I think that's part of the confusion, is that when we start to go into talking about something like CBD, we're actually talking about four or five brand new concepts to kind of the public consciousness. But this endocannabinoid system really is a powerful regulatory system in the body. It controls how things like your nervous system interact with your immune system. It controls how we perceive things like pain to some degree. Oftentimes, we are making a lot of our own compounds to regulate how this system functions, but we also know that environmental stressors and just the day-to-day change in our life, especially when we're going through a time of higher stress, that can tax this system. And so that's where something like CBD is showing some promise in being able to help individuals find that proper balance to this wonderful system. And unfortunately, there's, like you said, there's a ton of confusion that's out there, because when people think hemp or they think cannabis, they think about marijuana, but that's not what we're talking about at all. And so there's so many different aspects that can kind of be dived into, but what people should really know at the end of the day is that hemp is an herb, just like ashwagandha, like turmeric, just like oregano, just like any other herb that's been involved in human history for thousands of years. We know so much about it, and we know traditional use, but now the science is starting to pour in to really tell us the specifics of what it is about this, the active ingredient, that can help with human health on a day-to-day basis.
You know, I think one of the things that a lot of people are attracted to with CBD is, number one, low to no THC, so none of the psychoactive effects. And not everybody, some people want that, and that's what dispensaries are for in legal cities for those people. But most people want the benefits. They've learned about the endocannabinoid system. They've learned about how to put the body back in balance, and they're hearing all this wonderful stuff about the CBD. But I think a lot of people are approaching and are gravitating toward the line because of stress and anxiety and sleep. And it seems like that seems to be kind of the area that a lot of people are finding to be maybe drawing them in.
I think so. I think that just for those out there that are listening, the general concept that I've kind of landed on is this. Anytime you're dealing with an issue of the nervous system not being able to properly communicate with the immune system, that seems to be an area where CBD is kind of being targeted for health. And so, you know, there's so many ways that you can go about making a CBD product, and we've seen them, right? So you go into gas stations these days, and they'll have signs on the window saying CBD is sold here, but of course you have no idea what type of quality is going into that, or you have no idea whether the product even has CBD at all. So going to a reputable distributor of CBD products is absolutely essential, especially this early on in CBD being available for people to consume and try. But ultimately, the way that you can go about making CBD is manifold, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. So Garden of Life, we set out to make a CBD lineup. And one of the things that we were, very aware of is the mystique that's out there of the idea that if you're taking a hemp product, you're also consuming THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana. And that's not necessarily true. What some brands will do is they'll just isolate CBD out of their hemp extract, and they'll sell that as a product. And that can actually be really effective. But the more that we learn about the science behind CBD, we realize that there's other compounds found in the hemp plant that are very synergistic with this, with the CBD itself. And so we want to have the whole food approach to a CBD extract. And so what we're making is a full hemp extract. We call it broad spectrum. You're not just getting CBD. You're getting the spectrum of all the other cannabinoids, those other wonderful compounds that are synergistic. You get some of the little essential oil compounds. Those show some great promise as well. But one of the things that we wanted to really focus on was making sure that there's no detectable THC in the product. It's THC-free. So you're getting a broad spectrum of what's naturally found in the hemp extract, but the THC is simply non-detectable, and that's there's nothing fancy to that process. It's really just that we chose to grow organically a crop, a variety of cannabis that is really high in the amount of CBD that it produces, but it also does not produce a detectable level of THC when it's growing in the field. So the science and the research and the work has been put in for decades to get to this point where we have all this diversity in the different types of cannabis varieties that are out there, but we now have a variety that can give you all the things that you want from a supplement perspective in terms of helping with that endocannabinoid system, but also avoid kind of the areas where some people might not want to introduce THC to this system. So it's a broad spectrum extract that also is THC free.
The other thing we need to remember is that the idea of using the whole plant versus using an isolate. You know, I think I learned a long time ago that, you know, Mother Nature put things together for a reason. And they put them together for, she put them together for a reason, because there are all different kinds of factors that work together. And, you know, rather than having one person on a football field, you have an entire team there working for you. And, you know, utilizing all the benefits that each of them bring to the picture is really important. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think that the more diversity, the better in our diet, just as an overall principle. I think if we can achieve that, we have more diversity in our diet. Our microbiome becomes more diverse, and that's really the key to a healthy gut, more diversity, more different types of bacteria, more different types of microflora. But the same thing's true within things like supplementation. You know, when it comes to our approach on things like multivitamins, we know that we want the B vitamins, we want the vitamin C, we want the fat solubles. Those are all a necessary aspect of maintaining our health. But I think that if you could really pinpoint one thing that the Western diet has done extremely well, but has also been the entire problem with the diet over the last 50, 60 years, is we've become way more isolated in the foods we eat. Everything we consume is processed down to its isolated form, isolated starch, isolated refined grain and seed oils, so on and so forth, isolated flavors, things like that. And we've abandoned all the other complementary nutrition that's naturally found in the food that we eat that helps to buffer our capacity to handle the things that we absolutely do need. So I like to call all the other compounds found in, you know, like a good whole food diet, the stuff that's not the essential nutrients. These are like the vitamins for those vitamins. They help us to digest. They help us to absorb. They help us to regulate and balance out the things that we're already doing naturally. So when we approach something like a CBD extract, we know that the vast majority of the research is actually done on the isolate. And you kind of need to do that to know, you know, what is this one variable doing in the body? And out of hundreds of studies that have now been published, there's a couple thousand that are actually published on cannabis, but more and more what they're looking at is specifically that CBD molecule. We know that just by itself, it has a really strong action on the body. There's actually five different targets that it does to help us with changing some of our regulatory and homeostatic balances. But we also know that there is dozens of other compounds found in the hemp plant that also either do a similar function or they help assist how long the CBD itself stays in the body. And that's going to be the other cannabinoids, which are molecules that are kind of like CBD. THC would be another cannabinoid, but obviously that one is unique in its own class. But the other cannabinoids are structurally similar to CBD, but at the same time, they also have the capacity to interact with some of the same receptor sites in the body. Now, we know CBD is far and away the strongest when it comes to the actual target that we want to get in the endocannabinoid system at this point in the research. But we also know that these other compounds, even though they're not found in as high of a dose, they have the capacity to synergize. So there's a name that's been kind of coined in the research. It's known as the entourage effect. And basically what it means is that CBD is a fantastic molecule. It's highly capable, even if it's just an isolated crystalline white powder just by itself. But what we know, and as the research continues to come out, it continues to show us that while the isolate is good, having the other compounds, such as the cannabinoids, and then even the essential oils, the things that make cannabis have its characteristic smell and odor, those also have the capacity to help assist the body's use of CBD. And one of the main reasons that it's doing that is because, like I said, these are all very similar molecules, which means that, you know, anything that's a phytochemical that goes into the body, it doesn't have anywhere to store, right? So it's either use it or lose it, and that's basically how the body treats it. So, you know, you take any compound that you're not going to, you know, keep for a long time, you're going to get rid of it from the system within a couple days. And so when you put a bunch of different molecules that look very similar into your system at once, really what you're doing is you're extending the lifespan of the compound that you absolutely want to work, which is the CBD, because now your body is working through all these other different molecules at the same time. So the entourage effect really works in two ways in order to make CBD more effective by having the other compounds found in hemp. Number one, they can actually interact with the same types of receptor sites that CBD does. And then number two, they'll make CBD more effective by keeping it in the body longer. So, you know, the CBD by itself as an isolate, it's wonderful. It does fantastic work. But anytime, and this is really the principle, anytime in the diet or anytime in supplementation, when you can have all these other cofactors and all these other complementary molecules coming along with, then you're only assisting the body's natural use of the compound that is the heavy lifter, the active.
You know, when I think about CBD, a lot of people are chiming in right now, and a lot of them are wondering, you know, how do you know where to start? And, you know, and let's say this question comes in a lot, Travis, and hopefully you can answer this. It says, you know, there's a dispensary by my house, and my friends go there for the things that they pick up. And they said, you should come here for CBD, but I go to Stay Healthy for everything because I think that the CBD that I get from a health food store is going to be completely different than the CBD I get from one of the dispensaries. Could you ask your guest to clarify?
Absolutely, yeah. So when it comes to the species of plant known as cannabis sativa, this includes hemp, which is really any variety that naturally has about 0.3% THC or less. So very, very small amounts, not enough to be psychoactive. And then on the other side of the coin, you have anything that has a higher amount of THC that then becomes marijuana. It's the same species of plant. So I often like to tell people, really, it's the difference between a purple carrot and an orange carrot. We develop these different types of carrots for different uses. And in that case, it's pretty simple. It's just color. But what you're ultimately getting out of a purple carrot as opposed to an orange carrot is a much higher expression of a certain compound at the expense of a lower expression of another. And in that case, it's going to be the cyanidin purple pigments that are maximally expressed. And then the beta carotene gets minimally expressed. And so this is just the beauty of agriculture. This is the beauty of human ingenuity and working with plants to naturally bring out the characteristics that are there. But it really makes a difference when it comes to how these compounds are affecting the body, especially when we're dealing with as powerful of a class of compounds as the phytocannabinoids, which are the CBD, THC would be another one. So if you go into a dispensary, most likely what you're going to find is you're going to find a variety of marijuana that naturally has a higher amount of CBD, but it also has a higher amount of THC. So there will be a psychoactive effect. It might be a little bit more subdued because the CBD is present, and they do kind of counteract each other a little bit as molecules. But ultimately, when you go into a health food store and you buy a CBD product, you are not buying a marijuana extract. You're buying a hemp extract. And what that really just means is that the focus is on making the CBD concentration go up as high as possible while also lowering the THC concentration. And so this is not just, you know, kind of semantics on paper. We know from the research that the more THC that is involved in this ratio, the more it's going to affect, and sometimes negatively for what someone is trying to accomplish with their health, sometimes it can throw off the balance of what that CBD is doing in the body. So really what it comes down to is this, is that there's some decent research that looks at like a one-to-one ratio of something like CBD and THC. But obviously, having that much of that compound in there, the THC, that makes it a marijuana variety, and that's going to have a psychoactive effect. For individuals who are not looking for that, they're just looking for kind of the pure health-promoting effects of the cannabinoid class, you really want to target a high CBD product. And whether or not there's a detectable amount of THC, it's not going to contribute negatively towards the main function of the CBD by itself. So if you're looking for really targeting, getting that endocannabinoid system back in balance without having the psychoactive effects, you really have to stick to a hemp variety, and that's typically found in you know, certainly reputable health food stores. So it's two different varieties from the same species, but they're developed for different uses, and we should, you know, really kind of apply that accordingly.
You know, someone just chimed in and she said that she's been trying a couple of the products that you guys make, and she really likes the way that they make her feel. And she said, I've tried quite a few. And she said, I think what I've done is I've just kind of been hitting and missing and, you know, just trying to find the one that works the best for me. She said, I use a couple of their products right now and they've made a dramatic difference, and especially in the area of sleep and stress and anxiety.
Yeah, and so we developed a full line, and the entire lineup has a base of this. Number one, we're using a full hemp extract. We call it broad spectrum. That's going to be in a base of organic MCT oil, right? Because you want to kind of spread it out so it can increase the rate by which it can absorb in the gut. Then we include what's known as our entourage blend, which is additional terpene essential oils that are identical to what we naturally find in hemp anyway. So you kind of get a double essential oil benefit, and all of that is just designed by itself to help make that CBD dose as effective as possible. But then we also have our CBD plus formulas, and what we're doing there is we're including not just our CBD, but we're also including clinically studied doses of other herbs that are very synergistic with the CBD itself. So in products like our sleep, we're including clinically studied doses of chamomile, lemon balm, valerian, all organic certified, of course. So we're really trying to target that GABA system, help people calm down. But then we also know that that CBD is going to come in and it's going to help do its work on the endocannabinoid system. And that's typically where a lot of people seem to find benefit. They'll say, you know, I took it for sleep and I found it to be really effective. I know personally, you know, I travel a lot, so that tends to be what makes CBD most effective for myself. But we have the full range. We have a relaxed product that includes theanine from decaffeinated green tea that's organic. We have saffron. We have an inflammatory product that has superoxide dismutase and astaxanthin. So we include a lot of other clinically studied ingredients, which people might be taking already just in its own right because they're fantastically and well-studied. But at the same time, when you combine it with CBD, it kind of gives you these, you know, kind of you get this kind of two-pronged approach that's able to address two different systems at once but help bring everything into balance a little bit easier. So many different ways that you can kind of go about trying CBD. Some people like to just stick with the CBD by itself and then seeing how that can work for them. And many people find that by itself is fantastic. But at the same time, you know, it might be the case that some people are already taking something like a DHA. Well, we include DHA in one of our formulas, 500 milligrams of fish oil DHA with our CBD, because we know that they're very synergistic with each other in the body. So we have a bunch of different formulas that are trying to really target different aspects of why someone might want to try CBD. But at the end of the day, you know, it really is about just making sure that you find that dose that works for you. So we have 5 milligrams, 10 milligrams, 30 milligrams, 15 milligrams, even up to 50 milligrams, which is actually our number one seller. But finding that dose that works for you and then having other ingredients that help synergize the whole system, I think that's really kind of – that's part of the fun of what's happening in CBD land right now. But a lot of people are finding benefits going a couple different routes. So it's a great time to kind of be talking about such a wonderful molecule. I don't really remember the last time a product or an ingredient really captivated our industry as much as CBD. Mm-hmm. But especially as more and more research comes out, looking at that connection between the nervous system and the immune system, this is where we're going to start to see all these different, you know, cascading products that can address different aspects of how those two systems work together.
Well, let me take this in another direction. You know, a lot of people today are trying to find the best way. And you mentioned a lot of different dosing and serving sizes. Are you one of those people? I mean, I recommend, you know, that everybody is using something different because everybody's body is coming from a different place and a different lifestyle, different habits and different choices. So I usually tell people, if you start on the lower side, you can always increase your dosage and your serving size up as you're listening to your body and getting results, rather than jumping into something really strong that you may not need. Do you believe in starting low and slow?
Absolutely. We work very closely with a couple of kind of the top experts in the industry, and that's going to be Dr. David Perlmutter. He's behind our doctor-formulated brand name, which is what the CBD line is. It's doctor-formulated CBD. But we also work with the founder of the Institute of Functional Medicine. His name is Dr. Jeffrey Bland, and I've had an opportunity to have a couple great conversations with him, and he always comes back to this. The lowest effective dose of any ingredient really in the diet, whether it's a vitamin that you absolutely do need, like vitamin C, or a phytochemical, like something like CBD, the lowest effective dose is always the best dose, right? So finding the minimum amount we need to get the result that we're looking for, anytime we go above that, we're now putting a burden on our system. Even though it's getting the benefit from having enough, it's also having to deal with the extra, and that's work for your system to clear it out. So what I always like to say when it comes to CBD is, you know, start small and work your way up. What you might find is that, you know, it'll take about a week or two, or you might find the very first dose is effective and you notice it. That's about a 60 to 90 minute wait for it to get into your system. But one thing that we do have is it's really our beginner product. It's a 5 milligram pump spray. You're getting over 100 different servings from this product. And so you can really play around with the dose to start with maybe 5 milligrams the first day, move that up to 10 milligrams the next day, but really kind of get to a point where you've saturated the system and you're allowing that CB to go to work on helping to balance the endocannabinoid system at large. So, you know, for some individuals, they might find that, you know, 10 milligrams is way too much. And we have ranges of those individuals, people who, you know, 5 milligrams, even that might be a bit on the high side, but other individuals say, you know what, I have to take 75 milligrams a day. But when I hit that dose, once I hit that 75 milligrams, that's when I knew that this was a product that was working for me. So like you said, everybody's coming in from a different place, and it ultimately comes down to, you know, really no different than how we approach things like how much caffeine is good for us, how much ashwagandha is good for us. These are all compounds that have the capacity to change one of our regulatory systems. And so we're using this compound to help bring balance to the endocannabinoid system. And in order to do that, we kind of have to know where our own system is at to begin with. And that's why you start with a small dose and work your way up, because it'll lock in, it'll click once you hit that right dose, and it'll go to work for you.
This just came in. She says, I use the CBD Plus for sleep at night, and it has made a dramatic difference. Although I've tried other things over the years that have done okay, this just seemed to work really well for me. But I use the liquid as well during the day a couple times. I'm very stressed. I work very hard. I travel all over the country and now in other countries as well. And the daytime CBD keeps me very even, very focused, and very relaxed in a good way. Not that I want to curl up in a ball, but that I actually stay focused, and the one at night helps me sleep. I maybe should have asked if I can use more than one in the same day.
Yeah, no, there's no issues that are there. When it comes to the safety profile on this compound, it's interesting. We're in a weird gray area right now. It's almost like this, you know, it's like almost a game of chicken with the FDA, and it's not Garden of Life personally, of course. It's just the natural products industry, our approach to CBD is still kind of working through the system for the FDA to say, okay, that's fine. We can have this in chewing gum and water. We could put it in everything. We don't know how it's going to turn out when it comes to that. But ultimately, one of the beautiful things about this plant and this compound is that we're at a point now to where the pure isolate that is stripped, everything is stripped from it, that it actually has been awarded to have a patent on it as a prescription drug. That's called Epidiolex. And the only reason why I bring that up is not to say that this is what's justifying why everybody should take CBD. That's not. It's prescribed for specific forms of epilepsy, mostly in children. But one of the beautiful things about us reaching the point of having this available now as a prescription drug is because the safety data has been done on it. So when it comes to the types of doses we typically find in the research, oftentimes the doses go up to 100 to 800 milligrams a day. But very few individuals are doing that outside of the research. But the nice thing about that research is it's showing that within that kind of range, you're not seeing any negative effects come out of those individual studies in terms of side effects and things like that. So when we kind of hang in the range that exists in the natural products industry, you know, somewhere around, you know, 5 to 50 milligrams, maybe some people might want to double up on that dose. You're not coming anywhere near anything in the research that says, hey, you're kind of hitting a ceiling now. You should probably kind of hold back and give your body a chance to recover. We're not even close to that. So the nice thing about CBD is that as a molecule, it's not a stimulant. and it's not a depressant. It's not forcing your body to go down. It's not kind of jacking you up like a cup of coffee would. And what it is, it's an adaptogen. So wherever your endocannabinoid system is at right now, maybe it's a little depressed, maybe it's a little hyperstimulated, the goal of CBD is to come in and bring that balance back to the middle to where you now have that homeostasis that you're trying to achieve. So whether that's taking it throughout the day to kind of help, you know, get through work or just the stressors, or maybe even something like exercise and recovery, or taking it at night for sleep, it's all about bringing that regulatory system back in balance, which is something that you want to have 24 hours a day.
Now, somebody just chimed in and they said, I've been using mine on my older dog to keep her relaxed. She gets very anxious. The last time I was at Stay Healthy, I saw the CBD pet formula from Garden of Life. Is it different to use the human one and the pet one? If the pet one is better, I'd rather go that route. That's what we haven't talked about pet on here yet.
Yeah, so that's one of the bigger areas. It's funny, right? Because when you think about, you know, pet health and supplements for pets, you know, you've seen the joint stuff, you've seen the fish oil, you know, those are all things that might be helpful. But when it comes to really kind of herbal extracts, this is one of the first instances where we actually do have some research showing that dogs in particular might benefit as another animal. So we do have our pet formula. It is formulated particularly for dogs. It's not the case that your cat might not benefit from it, but there just isn't great research yet on cats like there is with dogs. And so with our pet formula, we've dosed it to where we have three different serving sizes depending on the weight of the dog. Of course, that would be kind of similar to us as humans, finding the right dose that works for us. Mm-hmm. But it's actually the same exact raw material. We're growing organic hemp that is non-detectable for THC. We're extracting it without using any solvents. We're processing it all in the United States. It's actually in Portland where we're processing it. The hemp is grown in Oregon. But the only difference is that we made this one a peanut butter flavor as opposed to a mint or a chocolate mint. So, you know, it really comes down to, you know, what flavor suits best for you. You mentioned that, you know, they might want to be trying another CBD if it's better than the dog formula, but I would actually flip the equation. Some people might want to try the pet formula if they want the peanut butter flavor, because it's the same exact raw materials that go in. It's human grade in that sense, but it's just a different flavor. So we think, you know, we tried organic bacon flavor, but we just couldn't get that right. And that it's of course a joke, but we ended up landing on peanut butter flavor. And we know that, you know, especially within the company, we get reports all the time. Dogs love it. And it really does wonders, especially for dogs that don't like it when you leave them alone at the house, or if they just have a lot of difficulty maybe with other animals around the house. It really helps to balance their endocannabinoid system because it exists just the same as it exists in ours.
You know, I think it's wonderful that we actually have something that is can be bridged over toward our animals because, you know, for a lot of us, you know, our animals are a major part of our family. And sometimes some of the biggest problems we have are anxiousness and separation anxiety and stress that affect our animals. And those are usually things that end up causing people to part from their animals. So it's nice that they might have something here that might be able to, you know, give them a better chance of keeping the pet in the family intact.
Yeah, absolutely. And then to have the quality be exactly the same as what you find in the human versions, I think that that provides all the confidence that any pet owner would want to have to make sure that what they're giving their pet is really high quality.
Somebody just chimed in and she said, I saw the sleep formula in the case at Stay Healthy and I'll be picking up one today. But I think I remember there being both a capsule and a liquid. Is one better than the other? Because my sleep habits are awful. Can you ask your guest?
Yeah, just right off the bat, when it comes to things like absorption, you know, we use capsules that fully dissolve. So the difference between the liquid or the capsule, there's nothing wrong with the effectiveness of the product. Really what it comes down to is personal preference and then a little bit of a difference in the actual formula itself. So number one, you know, some people don't like the taste of liquids. I'll tell you right now, when my wife was preparing to deliver our second, she tried to do, you know, kind of take the castor oil to go through the process of, you know, trying to stimulate and get everything ready for, you know, kind of going through the process of delivery. And ever since then, she hates the texture and the taste of oil, right? It was obviously not a fun process, but and it actually didn't even work. What came out of that was she can no longer do the texture and taste of oil. Some people don't like that. It's, you know, it's slippery on the tongue. And so for those individuals, we have soft gels, and they're really easy. They're small. You can swallow them. Really nice. You know, it's not like a big old giant horse pill by any means. But the ultimate goal of us making the liquid dropper as well as the soft gel was to give people the freedom with a liquid dropper to kind of dose it however they want. So, you know, a full dropper is going to give you your full servings, but sometimes people don't want that. They want to just do half. Sometimes they want to double up. But you can't really, you don't have as much maneuverability with a soft gel format. But the nice thing about the soft gels is that we're able to include more of those Entourage blend essential oils. These are coming from clove and rosemary, black pepper. These contain identical terpenes, the essential oil aromas, that are naturally found in hemp that help to assist CBD. So we add more of these into our soft gels. And the goal there is to give you this dose of maybe a drop and a half of combined essential oils to help the CBD. But you could never put that into a dropper because the taste would be too strong. You know, so think to yourself, when was the last time you put a drop of clove oil in your mouth? Maybe you had a toothache. It really just wasn't a fun experience, but you did it because it was the lesser of two evils. You'd rather have that than a toothache. But we don't want people to experience that with our CBD products. So we put it into a soft gel that you can swallow it. You get all the benefits of those extra essential oils to assist the CBD, but you don't get the taste. So the liquid droppers are a little bit lower in the essential oils to make it taste good, but the soft gels are going to give you that big giant dose to help assist the CBD.
All right. This one just came in. It says, I'm here visiting my sister, Jeff. I've been gone for a long time. I used to listen to you 25 years ago when I lived here, and I just found out that I can hear your stream where I am. My sister uses the CBD Relax during the day and the CBD Sleep at night. I have some of the same problems she does. Is it okay to use these long term? We plan on going over to pick him up today.
Yeah, I think that when you kind of break down all the ingredients in the formula, we know that, you know, a whole food diet is naturally rich in essential oils. Obviously, we don't want to just load up on taking a bunch of tea tree oil or something like that. Your liver wouldn't like that process very much. But when we naturally eat whole food diets, we're getting these types of compounds, and that's what contributes to the aroma and smell of the products. But as it relates to CBD, there's really nothing that suggests that long-term you would need to stop taking it unless you were taking, you know, a pharmacological dose that is prescribed by a doctor. And really, when you get to that level, you're talking about, in some cases, taking thousands of milligrams a day, which is exactly what's happening right now with the prescription drugs. So we're not coming anywhere near that. We're staying in the same realm that would make you ask the question of, you know, can I take turmeric every day for the rest of your life? And you say to yourself, well, there's billions of people around the world that have been doing that, you know, pretty much since the time we discovered the turmeric rhizome. So this is a compound that has been with us forever. For as long as we really have recorded human history, we have some sort of exposure and experience with the cannabis plant, and not necessarily on the side of THC and the psychoactive effects, really just on the health side of utilizing this, not just in our diet, also using it as an animal feed, which then makes its way into our diet with eggs and, you know, eating the animal itself. But, you know, the cannabis plant has been domesticated for a long time. We have a lot of exposure with it. And especially when we're dealing with the doses that we see in our industry today and doses with Garden of Life, there's really nothing to suggest that you can't take this long term. But, of course, if you're taking it specifically for something like sleep, then it might always be helpful for you to, you know, take a break after a couple weeks or a couple months just to see where you're at since the time you first started taking it. So it can be very helpful to help bring balance back to the endocannabinoid system, but we also have to make sure that we're doing other things in our day and our diet that help to bring balance to that system so that the CBD isn't doing all the work just by itself.
Well, my friend, I want to thank you so much. We went right through the breaks. We had a lot of great information today. It was just really interesting, and I just lost track of time. But thank you for being here today. I know you're coming off a holiday weekend. I look forward to our next chat, and thanks for bringing some great clarity as well as great information on the line from Garden of Life.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Burke.
Have a great day. My guest today, Travis Lesperance here from Garden of Life. We talked about the CBD today. Marge wanted to remind everyone, of course, everybody's open regular hours today after the holiday, and they'll be that way until the next upcoming holiday. And this is a time when you really do want to start focusing on your health and well-being. And obviously, this is the time of the year that a lot of more people are searching out a good quality CBD because of, you know, the things that most of us have heard about it, you know, stress and anxiety and, you know, sleep and all those different kinds of things. Remember, the CBD is a great tool for bringing our body into a better source of balance. Garden of Life products are well-priced. You'll find the whole line of Garden of Life at Stay Healthy. Don't forget to ask for your $3 off coupon that you can use above and beyond the sale price on the CBD products. So ask for that when you go to the store. And of course, if you have any other questions, they can definitely answer all your questions for you. They are the most knowledgeable staff with the best customer service and helping to bring peace of mind to a very confusing and sometimes misquoted and misinformation field. You know, if you really want to get healthy, you've got to search out the people that can give you the right tools to make the right decisions, because there's just so much misinformation out there. And, you know, and I know what we want to hear, and I know we want to get great results without doing any work on our side. That's just what human nature. But Stay Healthy is going to make sure that you have the right tools to make the better choices about the great quality products that they carry, and you'll be able to pick the right one for the right thing. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, when you go to Stay Healthy, bring your questions with you. And if you've really been confused for a long time and you really do not have a better way of sourcing out your good information, and you have really been confused, let them become your one-stop full-service location, because you can do everything at one place and leave with great peace of mind and get the success that you've probably not been able to achieve in the past. We don't do our homework. And if we have somebody helping us out do our homework and helping us out and answering our questions, we're going to choose wisely. I look at it this way. If you're going to get in the car, you're going to pay for the gas, you're going to drive to the store, you're going to spend money on products, then do it for the products that make a difference. Do it for the products that you'll be able to see the changes, feel the difference, and achieve the goals that you've been trying to do for a long time. I mean, let's face it, everybody out there wants to feel better, look better, be better, sleep better, balance our stress better, have more energy, and be a healthier person. But, you know, sometimes we don't realize there's a little bit of work involved. But, you know, at least bringing you these great guests, getting this good information, going to Stay Healthy, getting the right products, and then applying all this information and hopefully making the changes that we need to make, maybe we'll all be able to see a little bit of a better us, you know, during this time of the year and all year long. You know, this time of the year, we start to think a little bit more about getting healthy, being healthy, and staying healthy as we go into the new year with great ideas and great goals. But start today. Get a whole month under your belt before the first of the year, and you'll go into the new year already starting to feel incredible, and it'll be so motivating, I promise you. Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, closed on Sunday. Go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, print a coupon to use on your next time at the store, and of course, leave your email address for newsletter downloads that'll be sent to you every month. And of course, a thumbs up on their Facebook page, like their page, stay connected every day. Remember, if you can't tune in live to my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of Lotus Broadcast, and my great producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived for your downloads at your convenience on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. I hope you have a great day. Do something awesome for yourself. Be healthy, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.